Its promise is to slash journey times between our major cities. But plans for HS2 are going too fast for Parliament's spending watchdog, which is yet to be convinced it's worth the £50 billion cost.
We think they're being over-optimistic on time, over-optimistic on the benefits. They haven't got a handle on the real costs of this. And if you really want to spend £50 billion, which we all do on infrastructure investment, there are better ways of spending it sooner, getting better benefit to the provincial cities.
In 2017, construction's due to start on HS2's first phase, linking London with Birmingham, if Parliament approves. The estimated cost has gone up from £16 to £21 billion. But MPs and the Public Accounts Committee are worried that the estimated return on that investment has gone down because of an error with how it was calculated. And they want a fresh analysis carried out before giving the go-ahead to Phase 2.
The trouble with a lot of these reports is by the time they surface, they can be out of date. But look, I'm determined that the points that are made by the National Audit Office, the points that are made by the Major Projects Authority, are points that we address within the department, and we use those points and get it right.
As time moves on, it feels like HS2 is winning more enemies than friends. Former champions have turned sceptical. The Institute of Directors has called it a grand folly. And the debate has followed the Prime Minister all the way from here in Buckinghamshire to the G20 in Russia, where he's pledged to fight back against the unholy alliance opposing it. Seems strange in these austere times to hear the government fighting so hard to spend money. This week, expected to make the case for HS2 even stronger. Ty Genwright, Sky News.